Masechet Kelim, Perek Tetvav, Mishnah Aleph. We'll talk now about wooden utensils and leather utensils. We'll first start talking about basic rules of Tum'ah, and as a way, an introduction to introducing the rest of the halachot in the following Perakim. Mishnah says, Kol keli etz, keli or, keli etzem, keli zechuchit, peshutehen tehorin, umkabelehen temein. Wooden utensils, leather utensils, bone utensils, and glass utensils, those of them that are flat are tahor, they do not have the ability to become tameh, but those that have containers can become tameh. Next halacha, Nishberu taheru. If these utensils were tameh and then broke, they become tahor. Hazar ve'asamehen kelim mekabelin tumah mikan ul haba. If he took the pieces and he fashioned them back into utensil, they can become tameh from now on. But the old tumah does not return. It just now is a keli once more. It's like a new keli. And if it becomes tameh, it becomes tameh. Hashida, a large wooden chest, v'ateva, a money changer's box, v'hamigdal, a wooden cabinet where household items are stored, kaveret hakash v'kaveret hakanim, a large straw basket or a large reed basket, v'bor sefina alexandrit, a wooden water tank from an Alexandrian Egyptian ship. They would bring water with them because seawater was unfit, so they would carry large tanks of drinking water with them. Sheyesh lehem shulayim, if they have flat bottoms, and therefore they sit nicely on the ground, the flat bottoms enable them not to be moved quickly. Then, and also, v'hen mahzikin adba'im se'ah balah, and they have the ability to hold 40 se'ah of liquid, Shehem korayim bayavesh, which is 2 kor of dry goods. Hare elu tehorin. These large utensils are tahor, even though they serve as containers. They're exceptions to the rule, even though they're made from wood. In this type of case, they have a container. They are pure. They can only become tameh, wood, leather, and bone, if they're small enough to be moved, even when they're full. If the bottoms are flat and they're large, they cannot be moved when they're full, so therefore they cannot become tameh. Ushar kol hakelim ben mikabelin ben ena mikabelin temein. All other wooden utensils, besides the ones that we mentioned above, those 6, whether they can hold 40 se'ah of liquid or not, they can become tameh. Utensils, those are utensils that were designed to be carried or moved, so even if they're large enough to hold 40 se'ah, they can become tameh, divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, all wooden, leather, or bone utensils, besides for the 6 exceptions that we listed, can become tameh, even if they hold more than 40 se'ah. Rabbi Meir listed that the large utensils that cannot become tameh, and he said everything else can become tameh. The next opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda, is going to say the utensils, in his opinion, that can become tameh, and say that all others cannot become tameh. So the opposite. He's just going to say what he believes has the ability to become tameh. Everything else cannot become tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dardur Agala, says Rabbi Yehuda, a large wooden barrel used for holding water that was put onto a wagon. Bekustot HaMelachim, the wooden supply chest of a king. Be'arevat avdanin, a large wooden basin that was used by a tanner for soaking skins. Ubor sefina ketana, the wooden water tank of a small ship. Be'aron, a large wooden coffin. About all these items, afal pishe mekabelin teme'in, even though each of them can hold 40 se'ah of liquid, they can all become tameh. She'enan asuyin letaltel ela b'mashe b'tochan. They're all created to be moved together with what's inside of them. Since these utensils are created to be transported from one spot to another when they're full, they're no different than other movable objects, so they can become tameh. Ushar kol hakelim hamekabelin tehorin v'she'enan mekabelin teme'in. But all other utensils, halacha is, Those that hold 40 se'ah of liquid are tahor. We could assume that they were created to stay in place. Those that cannot hold 40 se'ah of liquid can become tameh because we assume they were made to be moved around. So we have a agreement between the Bimeir and the Biyuhuda that large utensils that are designed to be moved from one spot to another can become tameh. Those that are supposed to remain in place cannot become tameh. So where do we see the Bimeir and the Biyuhuda disagree? And ben divrei Rabbi Meir le divrei Rabbi Yehuda ela arevat baal habayit, says the Mishnah, there's really halachically no practical difference between the teachings of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda except for the large basin which a regular person in his house uses, which is 40 se'ah. Rabbi Meir does not include this type of basin in his list of large utensils that cannot become tameh. So therefore, he must hold that it does have the ability to become tameh. The Biyuhuda, though, with his list, he does not include his list, this basin, in the utensils that can become tameh, which shows that, in his opinion, it cannot become tameh. So they really argue over one case. They argue over the six utensils that were listed by the Bimeir that cannot become tameh, and the five utensils listed by the Biyuhuda that can become tameh. Those 11 items are the mahloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda.